Matthew 1:21, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. That probably is one of my favorite Christmas verses right there. That's what it's all about. God coming in human form to save you and me from ourselves. I love it. Hey, friend, welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Of course, on this Sunday, December the 20th, 2015. So good to fellowship with you. You get ready for Christmas. Yeah, just what, 4.5, 5 days away. Of course, it's on the way this Friday, and yeah, I always enjoy our fellowship together each and every Sunday. And Sunday worship focuses on Jesus. That's right. He's the chief cornerstone, the author and the perfecter of our faith. And today we are continuing our focus on the Christ of Christmas. And I think you like this one. This is a Christian version of the 12 Days of Christmas. Check it out. It's Jamie Jam Goshen right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
On the first day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing of the Savior that set us free. On the second day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing of joy and peace and the Savior that set us free. Join and sing. Glorious, all for my King, with three wise men of joy and peace, and the Savior that set us free. Let us remember when Christmas is here, He is the reason we sing throughout the year. On the day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing that we've been forgiven, glorious. And on the seventh day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing, but it's a day of rest. On the eighth day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing. On the ninth and the tenth day, I'm still gonna sing.
That's what it's all about in that fun song. Jamie Jam Goshen and the 12 Days of Christmas. Oh, how I want to sing. Hey, friends, so good to fellowship with you. It's Joey Kroll here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. And Romans 12:1. I love this. It says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. You know, one Christmas morning, a three-year-old girl was caught up in the excitement of gifts and giving. Remember growing up and how excited you were for Christmas? Well, she was picking up, examining, shaking, and guessing what was inside of each and every package. Then, in a burst of inspiration, she picked up a big red bow that had fallen off one of the presents and held it on the top of her head. And she looked up at her father with twinkling eyes, beamed a smile, and said, look at me, Daddy. I'm a present. Anybody who has kids and grandkids can picture that and just bring joy to your heart. You know, friend, everyone loves a gift, including our Father in heaven, really. You know, in view of all that he has done for us, we are to offer ourselves to him freely, including our bodies. In doing that, we are truly presenting ourselves to the Lord as a living sacrifice. So as we continue this Christmas season and commemorate God's greatest gift, his son, Jesus, the Messiah, let's echo the words of that little girl. Look at me, Father. I'm a present.
In the space of the beginning was the living word of light. When this word was clearly spoken, all that came to be was right. All creation had a language, words to say what must be said. All day long the heavens whispered, signing words in scarlet red. Some have failed to understand it, so God spoke his final word on a silent hills. A baby's cry was heard.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas from Sunday Worship.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. A merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Shining star upon the highest. Christmas now.
I'll tell you what, looking at the calendar here, Christmas is just, what, 4.5 days away. Hey, so good to fellowship with you. It's Joey with you here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. And really quick, when you have some time today, be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. In fact, we're doing a special contest, a drawing, giving away a great leather-bound devotional book from Dr. Charles Stanley. And we're going to be doing that tomorrow. So be sure to like us on Facebook. Love to connect with you there. Remember the actress Helen Hayes? And she passed away a few years ago, but she once told a story about cooking her first Thanksgiving turkey. Well, she explained that she wasn't a very good cook, but after several years of marriage, she decided to try preparing a turkey on her own. She sat her husband and son down before the meal and said, "This may not come out exactly the way you want it to. If it's not a good turkey, don't say a thing. Without any comment, just stand up from the table and we'll go to the nearest restaurant and eat." And a few moments later, Helen walked into the dining room with the turkey. Her husband and son were already standing with their coats and hats on. Isn't that funny? You know, Fred, our expectations definitely control our conduct. You know, in Matthew chapter 2, we see the story of the wise men following the star. And based on that scripture, the question I have for you is this, friend. What happens when you've been following a star and it leads you to a stable? What happens when all of a sudden, after thinking that some grand and glorious thing would be at the other end, you end up in the backyard of a barn? And so it is with life, right? But you know what, friend? Strong Christians see God in both the good and the bad. The mature believer sees God not only in the pleasures and palaces, but also in the barnyards and stables of life. When wise men find a stable, they look for God.
Go to see my son, this manger for your bed. You have a long road before you, rest your little head. Can you feel the weight of your glory? Do you understand the price? Or does the Father guard your heart for now, so go to sleep, my son. Go and chase your dreams. This world can wait for one more moment. Go and sleep in peace. Just this moment, simply be my child. Jesus.
Merry Christmas from Sunday Worship. You know, when you listen really close to some of these Christmas songs, I don't know about you, but you can hear the gospel in some of these songs. I love it. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. And yeah, Christmas, of course, is on Friday. Growing up, we used to always celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve, the 24th, with our family and friends and kind of do our gift exchange there so that Christmas morning we just have it waking up with our families and just really fellowship towards then and have the rest of the day off. And whatever you're doing this Christmas, I pray that it's a blessed one for you. You know, in December of 1903, after many attempts, the Wright brothers were successful in getting their flying machine, so to speak, off the ground. Thrilled, they telegraphed this message to their sister Catherine. They said, "We have actually flown 120 feet! Exclamation point. We'll be home for Christmas, period." So Catherine hurried to the editor of the local newspaper and showed him the message. And the editor glanced at it and said, "Oh, how nice. The boys will be home for Christmas." He totally missed the big news. I mean, this was the first any human had flown. For let me ask you a question. How often do we miss the big picture of what God is doing? I mean, we're so busy running around with the daily grind, even during the Christmas season, that sometimes, even in our own ministries, that we forget the amazing plan that we're part of. So I encourage you today on this Sunday, let's take a break for just a moment. Rejoice in the fact that God has an awesome plan in which He has called us to participate. And let's ask Him for wisdom concerning what He would want us to do for Him today.
As little children, we would dream of Christmas morn, of all the gifts and toys we knew we'd find, but we never realized a baby born one blessed night gave us the greatest gift of our lives. We were the reason that He gave His life. We were the reason that He suffered and died. To a world that was lost, He gave all.
Because of love. Oh, when we were
Some great instrumental music here for you from the David Clydesdale Singers. Friend, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you. And be sure to like us on Facebook because we still got that contest going on. We're going to be doing a drawing for a leather-bound devotional book from Dr. Charles Stanley. We're going to be doing that drawing tomorrow, so be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio. Love to connect with you there. Well, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.